Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Jenny Hatch Show at Blogging Mothers Magazine, and I'm your host. Today's radio show will be an overview of why I decided to have a lotus birth with my last baby. I've noticed over the last few months there's been a real uptick in interest over lotus birthing, and I thought just one more story out there would be a good thing to share. I've made a couple of YouTube videos about lotus birth, sharing pictures, but I've never taken the time to really explain why we decided to give birth this way. I'd like to start this show with a scripture from the Book of Mormon. It's from Moroni 7, and it's verse 26. And I read this chapter of scripture every day of my pregnancy with Benjamin, and it gave me so much strength that I wanted to share this one verse with you. And as surely as Christ liveth, he spake these words unto our fathers, saying, whatsoever thing ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is good, in faith, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be done unto you. For many years, I had attempted to give birth to my children in the most holistic, sovereign way. And I found myself frustrated at just about every turn. If it wasn't my husband absolutely freaking out about my desire to do this to friends, family, neighbors, strangers, women at church, etc., 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 getting in my face and explaining to me how irresponsible, short-sighted, dangerous, deadly that this would be for me, it was my own internal fears working against me accomplishing this goal. And the question has to be asked, why? Why would you do this? What's the interest? And all I can say is that because I'm a Mormon and it's part of our faith to be as self-reliant as possible, and because I've spent so many hours over my life reading the scriptures, I've read the Book of Mormon 22 times, there is this deep understanding that these days and years before the Savior returns to the earth are going to be very chaotic. And it's been prophesied by various prophets of our church that we will see a day when we will live off the fruits of our own labors, which tells me there's probably going to be a lot of chaos around just societal infrastructure. And because the medical profession has set itself up as this vast behemoth that we're all dependent on for birth, for breastfeeding, you know, they've got everything covered in terms of our health care, many women, most women, over 90% of American mothers have handed over their sovereignty to this entity and said, okay, you birth the baby for me, you feed it, you heal it when it's sick, and, you know, I'll pay the bills. And I'm not so certain that that setup is going to stay in place. That if we're growing our own food and things have degraded down to the point where we're just kind of living off the fruits of our labors, who's to say that we're going to be able to go to the store and buy some bottles and formula and get some antibiotics when our kids are sick and have a, you know, 21st century labor and delivery suite in which to birth our children and all sorts of trained doctors and nurses fluttering around helping us? Who's to say that's going to be available to us if we're out growing our own food? So to me, it just made sense to go down this path and train myself in these important skills of mothering. And it has been interesting talking to my Mormon family and friends that they don't feel the need to learn these things for themselves. They really just believe that those infrastructures that are there are going to always be there and that Heavenly Father wouldn't dream of depriving us of these modern tools because he gave them to us in the first place. And so why would he take them away? Well, I think that's kind of short-sighted. And so it's been my privilege to take on the task of learning self-reliant mothering, and then putting it into practice in my own family life. Now, how does this fit into lotus birth? Well, if you're in an emergency childbirth situation, one of the things you need to be aware of is that up to a third of the baby's blood supply can be in the placental canal. And so it's wise when the baby comes out not to go reaching for some unsterilized piece of something to cut it with, a knife or a scissors or whatever, thinking that you have to cut the cord. You don't. The blood that's in there is beneficial for the baby, and there have been lots of studies, mostly from countries outside the U.S., where they prove that this is the case, and that when you clamp and cut that cord too fast, it can shut off quite a bit of the baby's blood supply and thus its oxygen supply that they need to be healthy and well. And so I studied a little bit about this before Benjamin was born and decided, you know, this is something that if it works out, you know, we're going to do it. When I had my fourth baby, as he was being born, the cord snapped right by his navel. And it was as if he was a ripe apple falling from the tree. Bam! It was not even an option to have a lotus birth because it snapped. But when Benjamin was born, his cord was very much attached to his body. And I just wanted to see how it went. I didn't really have this emotional need to do a lotus birth. It was just more like, you know, let's just leave him attached and see how it goes. After about 3 days, my husband and the kids, my older kids, were complaining about the smell. And I was tempted to, you know, just cut it and throw it away or, you know, put it in the freezer or whatever. But I just wanted to see how long it would take and how it would go. So I basically told them to bug off, said, if you don't like the smell, leave. And I kept putting lavender, essential oil, and salt on it to help with the odor. And I kept changing. I had it in a cloth diaper, and I kept changing the cloth diaper to, you know, kind of freshen it up a little bit. But it did stink. So after 6 days, this thing finally detached. And when it did, Ben had such an emotional reaction to it detaching. He was just screaming his head off. And he hadn't done that. He didn't do that right after the birth because I got him right on my breast. But he had such a reaction to it that I thought, wow, you know, there's really something going on here. Since that time, you know, Ben's 8, I've read quite a few lotus birth stories. And sometimes the babies will cry. Sometimes the babies will detach the cord themselves and hold it up and say, look, I'm detached, you know, to their parents. It was Rico Baker who actually told that story about one of his boys actually detaching the cord himself. And I don't have a whole lot of scientific evidence. It's more just kind of gut instinct that this is a good thing for the baby. But if nothing else, those 6 days forced everyone in our family to be really careful about how they held him. And I barely left my bedroom during those 6 days. We were cocooned and nestled right in my bed. And there we stayed for those 6 days. And it almost felt like the day of his lotus birth was really the day he was born. And as soon as it detached, I called the whole family and I said, it came off. And they all came running and we were so excited. And there was just a feeling of celebration and joy. And so, you know, for what it's worth, I'll throw that out there into the blogosphere, into the internet. And, you know, if you feel like that's something that you want to pursue with your family, then pray about it. Think about it. You know, it's a very cool thing to do, and it felt right for our family. So that's my story. I just wanted to share it with you today. I hope you have a great day. Good luck in all of your mothering, and God bless. Thanks.